Hi, welcome to the Body, Breath, Mind, Yoga with Karen podcast. And yes, my name is Karen, and I offer yoga online classes and programs to help you find clarity and balance in life. In this podcast, I will share meditation and relaxation sessions with you to calm your mind. I hope you'll enjoy your time with me. Hi, today I would like to talk about how to raise your energy, how to change your personal energy to show up at your fullest potential. In yoga, we talk a lot about listening to your body, following your intuition, trusting the process, and being one with everything. All this to find happiness, to live the best life you can, to be fully connected to yourself and your fullest potential. For my yoga online business, I read books on marketing and selling as well. And one of those books is called Energetic Selling by Lenka Lutonska. And besides the business part, it is a deep dive into how to change your energy to show up at your fullest potential. And I would like to share some of her insights with you to approach a topic from a new angle. A lot of people don't really know what to do with the word energy other than thinking about electricity. Of course, this is not really what we talk about in yoga or any kind of body work. While it is true that there are electrical impulses happening in the brain and chemical reactions within the body, when we are talking about personal energy here, we talk about a field that is surrounding your body, while at the same time containing your body. Some also call it aura. Before you even speak, people are aware of your personal energy. It makes them drawn to you or hesitate in approaching you. Lutonska describes it as what you project into the web of energy that connects you with everything and everyone in this vast universe. Through this connection, you either attract what you want or repel it. Your personal energy is influenced by your thoughts, emotions, values, awareness, and actions. So simply put, you can influence your personal energy. And that's good news. You can challenge the thoughts you believe to be true. You can be accepting of how you feel and raise awareness for emotions that are unresolved and stored in your body. Reevaluate your values. What is important to you? How do you distinguish between right and wrong on a daily basis? Be mindful what you focus on. Where do you guide your awareness to? And choose your action wisely. What do you do and what don't you do? Know that inaction is also a form of action and can have a huge impact on your life. These five areas interact and influence one another, continuously changing your energetic field. So if you are running after your goals in life, do not ask about what do I need to do to achieve it. Ask, what do I need to change about myself to get where I want to get? You will live your fullest potential when you align your energy in these five elements. Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it." In his book, The Inside Track, Peter Sage postulates four levels of consciousness. They will help you understand how you perceive and create your own reality. To me, consciousness is the victim, blaming someone or something else for the shortcomings in your life. We all have experienced this level. The thought pattern here could sound like, I would like to fulfill my dream, but first I need to be there for my family or make more money or something else. When you are operating on the to me consciousness, you let life happen to you and react to its happenings. You let yourself be limited by your circumstances. especially when you feel stuck, it is easy to fall back into this thought pattern. In the By Me consciousness, you take absolute control for your results. You make it happen. No more hoping, waiting, blaming. You set your goals and cultivate your action. Never give up. High achievers operate on this level, but it also comes with a price. It can be exhausting. The Through Me consciousness offers a state of flow. When you are in complete harmony with what you are aiming for, positive things simply happen. Everyone has experienced this kind of flow state, this sense of effortlessness, and it is nice. The only problem here is that for most of us, it happens kind of by accident. We cannot make it our norm. For giving up control and replace it with trust is counterintuitive for our logical brain. To embrace uncertainty a little more in life can be scary or exhilarating. As Me consciousness will take you to a completely new level. It is based on the acceptance of being one with the universe. In this state of oneness with all, you understand that you never received anything. You only gave it to yourself. And you can give yourself whatever you wish at any time you wish. The more you lean into this way of being, the more open and loving you become to everything and everyone in your life, and the more love you will receive in return. You know that what you give to other people, you give to yourself. And what you give to yourself, you will give to other people. To practice acknowledging that the same energy that flows through you flows through everything and everyone around you too, you can do an I am walk. What that means is when you go for a walk, when you see a tree, hear a bird singing or a dog barking, when a stranger passes you by and so on, you can practice saying, I am that. It will help you let go of the feeling of separateness and more that you dip into the sensation of oneness with all. So this is a change of perception. And finally, let's take a look at your mindset. In particular, the physical versus the higher mind. The first is our conditioned mind, the ego self. It is everything that has brought you to where you are now. It is responsible for the limited feeling of being stuck, empty, without or with few answers, and scared. It relates to the me consciousness and loves familiarity and logic because it wants to keep you safe. It wants to avoid getting hurt, disappointed, or judged. It will keep you small. On the other hand, the higher mind represents your potential. It is calling you. This is who you can become. It stands for chaos and the unknown. It is not limited by unhelpful beliefs. You can connect to it through your desires. While your higher self invites you to take risks and step into the unknown, the ego self is trying to hold you back. The higher self might whisper in your ear, be you and give yourself to the world. Your energy is the most valuable thing you have to offer. While the ego self will doubt it and whisper, you are not good enough. To tap into your fullest potential, you will need to connect to the guidance of your higher creative self, more than to the guidance of the physical conditioned mind. But both have important qualities to pay attention to. Just choose wisely to understand what serves you best in what situation. You will live your fullest potential when you learn to move beyond the fears, doubts, and uncertainties and trust your intuition. But how to do that? How to listen to your intuition? A relaxed state enhances your intuitive hearing. For some, a brief visualization or meditation can help you listening to your inner voice. For others, it can be a walk in nature or dancing. Try not to judge your intuition by how much sense it makes, but see how it feels. Does a thought or an idea feel expansive, exciting? Then explore it further. To tap into your fullest potential means staying true to yourself, your values, and grow your way of thinking, develop different habits and different internal strategies. To tap into your fullest potential means staying true to yourself and grow your way of thinking, develop different habits and different internal strategies. I now invite you to join this guided meditation to strengthen your intuition. It has three phases. In the first phase, you will invite your fears and doubts to the surface. They are driven by the ego mind, and remember, the ego is there to protect you. So befriend them and release them by imagining writing them on a piece of paper, acknowledging that the fear is not true and no longer serving you, and find a thought like, I see you, I acknowledge you, and I release you. Then you can imagine the paper with the unhelpful belief disappear. In the second phase, you will visualize that you have already achieved your dream. You are living your fullest potential, however this looks like for you. You are already the person you want to be right now. And in the third phase, you will ask yourself, what is my part in achieving this intention with ease? Whatever comes to you, take it as it is. The more often you do this meditation, you will connect to your intuition more and more. Find a comfortable seat. Make sure your sitting bones can connect down and towards the ground. And the crown of your head is reaching up into the sky. There is length in between, and your breath can flow freely. If possible, breathe in and out through your nose. Maybe you can feel your belly rise with every inhale and relaxing back into the body with the exhale. Take a moment to let your fears, doubts, negative thoughts appear. It could be a thought like, I'm not good enough, or not strong enough. I will not achieve what I want, or whatever wants to come up in your mind. For a brief moment, welcome those thoughts and beliefs. Whatever appears for you, imagine writing it down on a piece of paper or just appearing in words in front of you. You can read it. Maybe there was a time when it served as a protection for you. But understand that it is no longer helpful nor necessary. In your mind, say, I acknowledge you. You no longer serve me. I release you. And with this thought, imagine the words written down on the paper or in front of you disappear. It is no longer there, no longer limiting you. Find a comfortable breath in through the nose and a releasing breath out through the mouth. Your unhelpful thought has disappeared. And now, take a moment to set your positive intention. Imagine yourself living your fullest potential, the happiest and best life you can. How do you look? What haircut do you have? What colors do you wear in your clothing? What clothes do you wear? What shoes? Or are you wearing any shoes? How do you feel? What is your posture in your body? Do you stand? Do you sit? Are you imagining yourself walking or moving? Where are you? In nature, somewhere inside. What do your eyes look like? What feeling do you have? How does it feel to live your fullest potential, to live your dream, the best life you can possibly live? What is the feeling connected to this state of being? Openness, excitement, happiness, gratefulness, connectedness, calmness, strength. What is your feeling? What is your dominant feeling? Take a moment to really focus in on it and enjoy this feeling inside of you. And in this final phase, you will find your action. In this phase, you will ask yourself, what is my part in achieving this intention with ease, effortless? Whatever comes up, do not judge it. Let it be there. Explore it. Accept it in. Whatever comes to you, take it as it is. And know that you can take action. Connect to your breath again. In through your nose, through the back of your throat, the lungs and the belly, and out the same way, the belly, the lungs, the back of your throat, and your nose. You can start your way back into your here and now. Maybe you want to move a little bit, move your spine left and right, gently. Maybe you want to move your hands, your arms, roll your shoulders. Move gently, let your body feel good. Slowly and gradually open your eyes if you had them closed. Stretch a little bit. Look around you. Take a moment. This meditation is over, and I invite you to maybe start a journal. If you want to repeat this meditation more often, write down your course of action, what your intuition invites you to do in order to achieve your dream, in order to live the best life you can live. Thank you for joining me. Big thank you to Radio Froh for the invitation to air these sessions. What a privilege and opportunity to share the benefits of yoga with you. This was Body, Breath, Mind, Yoga with Karen. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to learn more about what I do and what I offer, go to www.karen-schmid.com or get in touch. I would love to hear from you.